Good day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, October 26. Coming up, improvement works to take place on all courtrooms island-wide, work to start next year on Annotto Bay Agroeconomic Zone, and plans underway to market Brant Jamaica in Armenia. The details after the break.
Residents of Port Maria and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming once again to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, October 29, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payments using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, October 29, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Port Maria Police Station in St. Mary.
Now the news. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says improvement works will take place in all courts across the island over the next 12 months as part of efforts to transform the justice system. Mr. Chuck says the number of courtrooms for criminal cases at the Supreme Court will be increased. Three additional courts will be available for jury trials by early next year, while 10 will try jury cases and 2 will try gun cases by the end of 2016.
In addition, we are outfitting the courts with computer equipment, photocopy machine, and ensuring new air conditioning units go in those courts where the units have really broken down and need to be replaced.
Minister Chuck was speaking at a media briefing at the ministry's Constance Spring Road offices Tuesday. He adds that preparatory work is ongoing for the implementation of a new case management system, which will, among other things, digitize court records and provide an automated facility for the entry of court cases until their disposition. Work on the construction of an agroeconomic zone in Annotto Bay, St. Mary, is to get underway early next year. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the facility will provide a guaranteed market for agricultural produce.
We are looking at putting a structure in place, and that complex is where we have grading, packaging, processing, drying facility, abattoir, cold storage, everything is there. So that when you have a produce to sell, you have a market.
Minister Hutchinson was addressing a meeting of the Seville Benevolent Society Production and Marketing Organization in St. Anne recently. He says another component of the agroeconomic zone is that waste left over from processing will be converted into fertilizer or animal feed, which will be sold back to the farmers at a significantly reduced cost. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says plans are underway to market Brant Jamaica in the Republic of Armenia. Minister Bartlett, who recently visited Armenia, says the value of Jamaica's athletic contribution has played a major role in setting the stage for useful conversations in tourism.
Out of that experience, we were able to establish a new partner in Armenia that now will be selling destination Jamaica with Qatar Airlines to bring new arrivals into the state.
Mr. Bartlett, who was speaking at a recent press conference in New Kingston, said the partnership will provide opportunities for a diversified local tourism market while boosting arrivals to the country. Initial discussions were held during the minister's attendance at the 38th plenary session of the United Nations World Tourism Organization, UNWTO, affiliate members in Armenia from October 1 to 4. Further details on the partnership will be announced later this year. And the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, an agency of the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport, is celebrating Randolph, Rennie Williams, on the 104th anniversary of his birth. A lunch hour tribute concert to honor the late cultural icon got underway today at noon at the Norman Manning International Airport Arrivals Forecourt. It was held in partnership with the Airports Authority of Jamaica. Marketing and Promotions Officer at the JCDC, Michelle Narasinghe, says the celebration is one of a few events scheduled to recognize the cultural figure.
Today we'll be celebrating the life of a cultural icon in theater, that is Masran, and we'll be doing the launch of two competitions with him, Joke Like Masran and Write Like Masran. So we're essentially asking Jamaicans to send in a video of a minute or less giving a joke like Masran would give.
For details on the competitions, call 926-5726. Masran, who died on August 11, 1980, was a social worker and founder of the Rennie Williams Youth Club. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.